This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. I'm getting used to saying it.
I know.
I'm getting used to saying it.
It's
sounds
smooth.
Good.
Yeah.
Bridget Ayer. And this is Faith in Action, not True Confessions, but Bridget just said something before going on the program that she used Amazon without using Amazon Smile.
Right.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble. It's a confession.
But Amazon Smile is so easy to use. Let me remind you, all you need to do is you can do it from our website. If you go to our CatholicRadioIndy.org, over on the right-hand side, there's a link that'll get you there. Or you can just go to in Google or Yahoo or whatever you use. You can just go to Amazon Smile. And once you go there, it's merely going to ask you, what charity do you want to support? And if you put in Catholic Radio Indy there one time, that's all you have to do, is just one time, then every time you want to buy anything on Amazon, if you start with Amazon Smile rather than Amazon, it'll automatically come to Catholic Radio. It'll ask you, a little box will pop up and say, you still want to send, you know, still want your contribution to go to Catholic Radio. And the interesting thing is, if you use the same computer that you registered on, mm-hmm. and you forget and just go to Amazon, when you get around to pushing the button to make the order, mm-hmm. it's going to remind you. It says, wait a minute, you're on Amazon Smile. You sure you don't want this to be on your Amazon Smile?
Okay.
And so Catholic Radio actually gets, that is one of our more productive ways to give. We get a check for around $80, $90 every quarter or so.
That's pretty
good.
And
that's just a tiny percentage of whatever you order on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything, doesn't cost us anything. It's just a donation that Amazon makes if you use Amazon Smile. So check it out, if you would, from the Catholic Radio Indy website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or just Google or Yahoo Amazon Smile, and it's really easy to get set up. And once you are, you never have to think about it again.
And I order a lot on Amazon. I'm almost all Amazon now. I went almost straight Amazon so I'll be doing it properly from now on, Jim.
Okay, we've got a great guest that we're going to be talking to by a long distance. And why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yes, our guest today is Tony Mullen. He is the National Director of the International Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is a new devotion. Yeah. And so we've aired actually two shows on this, and he is actually going to be in town locally to speak. And from March 5th through the 8th at various locations in central Indiana. And we're going to be talking with him about what that is. And we are with our guest via phone, Tony Mullen, who is the National Director of the International Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you so much, Bridget, for having me.
And the Flame of Love, we've actually aired two shows about the Flame of Love, but tell us what the Flame of Love is.
Yeah, for those that maybe not have listened before, or just a little refresher, the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is a movement within the Church that's been officially blessed by the local ordinary, the Bishop Cardinal Peter Urdu of Budapest, Hungary, which has now spread around the world to about 50 countries. It is a movement to spread what's called a signal grace, S-I-G-N-A-L, which the Church defines as a very special grace that God uses to accelerate our whole purpose of holiness. And this grace was given to a woman by the name of Elizabeth Kindleman to be spread through 12 very holy priests chosen by our Lord in Budapest, Hungary, and has since spread around the entire world over the last almost 50 years now. But it was officially approved in 2009, and now enjoys a special status within the Church as a private association of the faithful, in the process of becoming a public association of the faithful. So right now it must be approved in each diocese. Each bishop has that right, But as it becomes a public association of the faithful, then it has the freedom to operate everywhere in the universal church. So it's a great gift from God to bring about the triumph of Our Lady's heart and the new Pentecost, which many of the popes have been praying for now for well over 100 years.
And what's really exciting is that you're coming to the central Indiana area. I have you coming March the 5th at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of the Greenwood, and also Tuesday, March 6th, you'll be there at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington, and you will also be back up in Indianapolis on March the 7th at 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church. And what are you going to be talking about when you come to speak?
Yeah, I basically try to help people understand, you know, why should I take this seriously? You know, why is this that important?
Mm-hmm.
Our Lady has said it's the greatest grace that she's given to mankind and was allowed to do so, you know, since the Word became flesh. It's the greatest grace God has given since the Word became flesh, since, you know, our Lord died, left the church and the sacrament. So since that time, it's the greatest grace that God has given. And the reason is because, you know, we know Our Lady's heart must triumph. She promised that at Fatima. And so this is the grace that actually causes that to happen. So I speak about the, you know, the whole movement, the grace, so people can get up to speed, but then also to pass the grace to them, because it's actually passed from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I received the grace back in 2012 from the Canadian national director. And now we're, you know, trying to have as many people as possible receive the grace and spread it around the United States of America. And I will say that that is happening very quickly. And Indianapolis is, I believe, a very special, a very, you know, anointed place. It has spread there in the Indianapolis area as well and as fast as any place in the country. So we praise God for that. So it allows people also to experience the grace, which really gives a great illumination of conscience. That's one of the great benefits or attributes of this particular grace, is so that we can see where we still must advance,
mm-hmm.
to give up our old way of life, so to speak, our old habits. And this grace finally allows us to break through if we correspond to it, because it has such power to help people move forward in union with God. And so it is a great gift. And so that's basically what I'll be talking about each of those nights.
And if you just tuned in, we're talking with Tony Mullen. He is the National Director of the International Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And you're going to be in town coming up between March 5th and March 7th in the central Indiana area. So what is the main message of the movement? What's the main message of the Flame of Love?
Yeah, the Flame of Love, you know, is Jesus Christ himself, who wishes to truly, you know, take up his life in you. You know, we've always known from our Catholic faith that, you know, the Holy Spirit and Our Lady perfectly form the God-man, Jesus Christ. And it requires the Holy Spirit and Our Lady to perfectly form Jesus Christ within us, so we can say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, it is Jesus Christ who lives in me. So that we take on the mind of Christ, as St. Paul says. We take on the habits of Christ and finally break through to the person that we were called to be from all eternity. So the grace is a very special help, you know, because all grace is a participation in divine life. And so it's a very special help to participate in the life of Jesus Christ that God is pouring out at this time in salvation history through his mother, the mediatrix of all grace, so that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. And we know sin is overwhelming the world, so God, true to his promise, pours out this grace, which will allow people to finally imitate his mother and himself much more easily, securely, and perfectly than ever before, simply because of God's gratuitous mercy and love.
And Tony, I'm curious, how did you get involved in this?
Well, you know, all of this is ordained, right? God chooses some only to reach the others. Let me repeat that. God chooses some only to reach the others. And so I had been involved with spreading the consecration to Jesus through Mary 20 years ago, back in 1996. We got started. And so this was kind of a natural extension of the work that we were doing to Jesus through Mary, you know, according to the teaching of St. Louis de Montfort and many of the other saints, St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. John Paul II and St. Teresa of Calcutta. And so it was really just a natural extension for us. And so the Canadian group called and said, hey, would you be interested in becoming the leader of this movement in the United States back in 2012? I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Was not aware of the grace, but when they told me about it and that it had been approved by the bishop, I said, well, sure. You know, I talked to my spiritual director. We discerned after some, you know, period of prayer that God was calling me to it. So I agreed to do it, and it's just been a great gift in my own life, and I've seen the fruits of this grace. Nothing has ever changed my bad habits the way this grace has. And you finally realize that the greatest gift that God gives is suffering, right? And from a human standpoint, that seems impossible. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Did he just say that?
Sure.
But you realize that that is indeed why God talks about how, if you wish to follow me, take up your cross and do so. So we have to take up our cross, but most people do it very grudgingly.
Mm-hmm.
This grace allows you to do it very lovingly. So it moves you from grudgingly to lovingly, because this is what God really wants from us, and this is the ultimate love, which is self-giving love or reparatory love, so God can use that love to have pour grace down on souls who otherwise would be lost forever. So that's the real message, is to be able to really, truly help Jesus Christ save and sanctify souls.
Now, Tony, is this something that you do full-time as national director, or do you you know, have a regular 9-to-5 job as well?
I do not have a regular 9-to-5 job. I do still work part-time in a couple of secular businesses that I've had, but God has kind of set me free so that I can travel around the country to do this. I have quite an extensive schedule. I typically travel every other week to some place in the country in order to spread the grace. So I give him all the praise and glory for allowing me the flexibility to be able to do this around the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, I first heard about the Flame of Love, maybe about 8 weeks or ago or so. I hadn't heard about it before then. And one of the first things that the people that we talked to, the local people that we talked to here, did was give us a book.
Yes.
And ask us to read the book. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, the book is an abridged version of the spiritual diary of Elizabeth Kindleman, the woman that the Lord chose to accept this grace and then spread it around the world. And so it's an amazing, amazing thing when you think about it, that this grace has now been passed from one person, you know, from our Lord through Our Lady to Elizabeth Kindleman through 12 very holy priests, and is now literally spread to probably... it's got to be close to 10 million people. It's certainly in the millions of people now that have accepted this grace around the world. And so, but Our Lady, you know, there's 7 billion people, but Our Lady has said it's only through a few. But the way that you learn about it is through the diary. And so you can get that diary at flameoflove.us. So flameoflove, all one word, .us. And there's a brochure as well as a prayer card. There's 2 very special prayers that Our Lady and Our Lord have asked us to say, because those prayers are what cause the grace to come down. And so we urge people to learn. They're very short, simple prayers. And so, but flameoflove.us is the best place to go to learn about the grace.
So we actually need to take a break here. So we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about those prayers and what they do.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio. changing hearts and minds.
I'm Greek Orthodox, and I'm moral, and I follow all the rules and everything, but I wasn't, say, religious. So I started to listen to your radio station. There was something that happened. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm going to make donations to the local station to help.
You can help keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air by making a donation at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
40 Days for Life is a campaign of peaceful prayer vigils held at the site of abortion providers throughout the world with the goal of eliminating abortion. Here in Central Indiana, the Lenten 40 Days for Life campaign will run from Ash Wednesday, February 14th, through Palm Sunday, March 25th. Would you consider making this campaign a part of your Lenten observance? Go to 40daysindy.org for more information. That's 40daysindy.org.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Hello, ladies. I want to invite you all to the 13th Annual Indiana Catholic Women's Conference. This year it is to be held at the Indiana Convention Center in the 500 Ballroom. The date is March the 10th and includes a great lineup of national and international speakers. For more information, you can go online at indianacatholicwomen.com or call 317-888-0873. See you there.
Before the sun rises, and long after it sets, while you're waiting in traffic or winding down from your day, when you need us, we're here. Catholic Radio Indy.
All right, welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here with my guest, Tony Mullen. He is the National Director of the International Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we're talking about Jesus is wanting us to be saved through his mother, and her urgent pleas for us to be saved has allowed a signal grace to be conveyed on all those who are willing to accept it through Amen. These graces. And there are a couple prayers that Our Lady has asked us to pray. Could you talk about those, Tony?
Yeah, the grace has a very particular, unique capacity to disable Satan's influence over us. You know, Satan is constantly trying to tempt us, constantly trying to put, you know, thoughts in our minds and take us away from Christ, right? And, you know, it's why we have so much problems with depression and addiction in this country, you know, because of Satan's temptations and our wounded nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these prayers have a very special ability to disable or blind Satan so that he's not able to tempt us as often or as, you know, as harshly as he seeks to do. And the two prayers, the first one's very simple. It's, you know, Mother, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. The second is a little longer. It's called the Unity Prayer. We pray it in union with Jesus. It's, my adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together May our glances profoundly penetrate each other, and may our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Very, very nice prayer. We're talking to Tony Mullen, National Director of the International Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And Tony is going to be appearing here in Indianapolis. Again, we mentioned him early in the program. We want to, if you're just joining us now, I want to let you know when Tony will be in town here and when you'll have a chance to hear him talk personally.
And I have those dates. It'll be Monday, March 5th at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of Greenwood and at Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Greenwood. And Tuesday, March 6th, immediately following the 5:30 p.m. Mass at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington. And Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Indianapolis. So these prayers, I know the first prayer that you gave, the part where you pray, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity.
Yeah.
I have been praying that either singularly or with the Holy Mary, with
the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, yes, thank you. And that's tell us about where you're supposed to insert that prayer.
Yeah, our Lord and our Lady asked that we insert that at the end of the Hail Mary. So it would be prayed, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And so, you know, that's fully licit and permissible as long as all the other words of the Hail Mary are kept, and this is just added, so no words are changed. This petition is just added. And obviously, it's always done only privately with people, either yourself or with people, you know, who agree to pray it that way, right?
Sure.
People often ask me if someday the church might change it officially, and the answer is they very well may, but that's certainly down the road in the future. But for now, it has been approved of being of faith and morals that it can be added at the end of the Hail Mary, but it always, always, always should be done with people who are aware of it and agree to pray it that way. It should never, ever, ever be forced into a group that's not aware of it or where someone does not agree to pray it that way. It's very important because this grace is a great gift of unity. One of the things Our Lady mentioned is how this grace will actually cause many people to come into the church, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, etc., because really the grace ultimately brings down the illumination of conscience, the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And so it has this, you know, a great, great gift of coming unity, which will be one of the effects of grace, because we talk about the effects of what this great grace will do, and that will be one of the effects, this great gift of unity, where all will be one. There'll be one flock and one shepherd. Amen.
Now, Tony, I mentioned that I had just heard about the Flame of Love movement, oh, maybe about 8 weeks ago or so.
Yep.
And I also learned a new word at that time that if I did know, I had forgotten. The word is centacle. What is that?
Yeah, centacle is the word that's the English version of the word for a gathering of people, you know, in the upper room, so to speak, where Our Lady and the apostles were praying intensely for the Holy Spirit over that 9-day period. And so we refer to prayer groups in the movement as cenacles because they're designed exactly the same way, a group of people coming together, committed to the faith as the apostles were, with Our Lady calling for the descent of the Holy Spirit, because our popes have taught us there is a new Pentecost coming. And so this grace is what causes that, so when enough people are praying these prayers, this grace will descend to cause the Holy Spirit to come into the hearts and minds of all people to know that Jesus Christ is Lord, because two-thirds of the world is not even Christian. Two out of every three people in the world is not even Christian. And of the Christians, 80% have fallen away and no longer worship the Lord on the Sabbath. So there is a great need of illumination of consciences to convict people of their sin, and only the Holy Spirit can do that.
So if people want to get started with this, where do they start? I know there are local cenacles in the Indianapolis or central Indiana area. What if they wanted to start with one of those? Or where do they start if they want to get involved?
The best way to do that is contact the Indiana state leader. Her name is Lori Brown.
Okay.
Lori Brown, and her email address is flameoflovindiana, all one word, flameoflovindiana, at gmail.com, I believe it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then there's also the national webpage, www.flameoflove.us.
Yeah, and I believe if you go to Indiana, there are some cenacles that are listed there. So you can go to that website, and you can also contact cenacle leaders that way. But I'm sure Lori would love to hear from anybody that is interested, and that's flameoflovindiana@gmail.com.
And I want to go ahead, we're almost out of time. I want to go ahead and give the dates and locations where you'll be, Tony, to talk about this wonderful grace of the Flame of Love. It will be Monday, March 5th at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of Greenwood Catholic Church in Greenwood. We also have Tuesday, March 6th, immediately following the 5:30 Mass at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington, Indiana, and Wednesday, March 7th, 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Indianapolis. So any parting messages you want to give to our audience today?
Just trust in God's infinite love and mercy through His Mother, because, you know, she only has one role: to take you into the heart of Jesus Christ in the most blessed sacrament, to form you, into the perfect copy of the God-man as she was.
Tony Mullen, thank you so much for being our guest today, and we wish you much success, and we wish Our Lady's powerful intercession for the flame of love to spread throughout all of humanity.
Amen, and thank you so much for having me, and thank you for what you do at the radio station.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.